Hello, all of you that felt like showing up. We are getting back going here with A Creative Urge, and I'm going to be putting some of my YouTube videos from A Creative Urge. I'll be repurposing them here. That's what this is. So a few times in this, you're going to hear things that sound like maybe this was done for YouTube, and that's the truth. I've got a few of these that I'm bringing over, plus I will have unique just for podcasting episodes coming up as well, but I hope you enjoy this episode that was from the YouTube page. It is on Space 1999 and how that sci-fi show helped five-year-old me learn to love music and become a musician. Enjoy.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, it is I, Aben Crawford, a.k.a. Senator Jez, and this is A Creative Impulse, my twice-weekly mini-dive into creativity, life as an artist, and artistic inspiration. As a musician, it would be a good assumption to think that I'm inspired by other musicians. And that is true. But I do have other inspirations from other creatives besides musicians, as well as other media altogether. Today we look at a favorite TV show of mine from my childhood, and how years after first watching, I realized it helped shape my love of the musical arts. Things I didn't realize at the time as I was 5 years old. First, let me ask a favor. I'm trying to rebuild my channel here. If you like what I'm doing with A Creative Impulse, would you please consider liking, subscribing, and hitting the bell icon? It would really help me out, and you'll be alerted when my new content comes out. You'll never miss anything. Now, on to the show. Throughout history, the fascination with humanity's potential to explore the celestial expanse has stirred the imaginings of writers and visionaries alike. One need only delve into the captivating panorama of the 1970s seminal science fiction series Space 1999, which was conceived by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson, to appreciate the allure of the cosmos in the context of human achievement. By employing equal measures of scientific conjecture, humanistic ideals, and the memorable character relationships, Space 1999 forever carries with it a legacy of insights and entertainment. Things as time-honored as the lunar myths from which it is inspired. Space 1999 weaves an intriguing narrative centered around the events that unfold upon the rupture of a nuclear waste dump site located on the moon's far side. The catastrophic explosion hurls Earth's satellite and the inhabitants of Moonbase Alpha into uncharted territories as the lunar surface assumes a nomadic journey through the galaxy. This inventive premise renders the moon as an interstellar vehicle, setting the stage for hypothetical considerations of extraterrestrial life and the bounds of space exploration. From the overview of futuristic propulsion technologies, to the realizations of artificial gravity while traversing the void, Space 1999 delves into various plausible and some unplausible scientific principles. While some aspects may be criticized in light of further advances in contemporary knowledge, the series remains commendable for its introduction of numerous scientific speculations. While the challenges faced by Moonbase Alpha's crew revolve primarily around the notion of human survival in unpredictable extraterrestrial encounters, Space 1999 transcends the merely technical. It ponders the resilience of human relationships and leadership during times of unparalleled uncertainty, drawing audiences into the palpable frustrations, the hopes, and the vulnerabilities of the protagonists led by Commander John Koenig, which was Martin Landau, and Dr. Helena Russell, which was Barbara Bain, and surrounded by an amazing cast. By exploring human-centered themes, such as mutual trust in one's colleagues, coping with isolation and loss, as well as ethical dilemmas under insurmountable pressure, the series outlines an evocative commentary on the strength of the human spirit amidst unfathomable challenges. Ouch. I do get tongue-tied. The lasting impact of Space 1999 may be attributed to numerous strengths. Its interwoven narrative, visualization of technology, portrayal of complex characters, as well as the depiction of the unknown expanse, something we all love. While the series premiered prior to humankind's dream of establishing a lunar colony, which we're going through now, it has, in many ways, fostered subsequent generations' engagement with and pondering of cosmic realities. Today, Space 1999 persists as an emblematic artifact of the era's profound fascination with the celestial realms and exemplifies the power of the imagination to conceive what may yet become reality. The enduring legacy of Space 1999 is not limited to the realms of imagination or scientific inspiration. For me, its influence even extends into the personal, emotional sphere. In this case, the enchanting musical composition, Albinoni's Adagio in G minor. This is my favorite composition of all time, to me, the most beautiful masterpiece. The haunting strains of this work was found reverberating through the air during the episode entitled Dragon's Domain. At the time, I was not fully conscious of the profound impact this piece of music would have on me. Years passed, and with the show being readily available once again, the realization dawned. It was during the suspenseful moments of Space 1999 that I'd first embraced the stirring notes of Albinoni's Adagio. I had no idea for years that I fell in love with that music as a 5-year-old. So, entwined with the memories of the adventures born of Space 1999, the melodic strains of Albinoni's composition evoke not only the nostalgic emotion tied to Moonbase Alpha, but also a testament to the influence this series has had in shaping my appreciation of the musical arts. The lasting appeal and significance of Space 1999 span far beyond the cosmos they portray, even as it invokes curiosity about the celestial realms. Its memorable moments have the power to awaken a lifelong affinity for something as earthy as a cherished piece of music. In this way, Space 1999 stands as a testament to the profound effect stories can have, transcending time and leaving an indelible mark on the human experience. I thank you for allowing me a bit of your time and attention. I truly appreciate you, as I know attention is valuable these days. Please, if you do enjoy A Creative Impulse, consider liking and subscribing. I will see you next time. Cheers.
Chimichanga.